بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the book Kitab al-Libas, the book on clothing, and under the book of clothing we're doing the various chapters with regards to clothing. This is one of the beauties of our deen, that everything is shown to us. If you look at it, which other religion has got such refinement, such detail, and how you go into the toilet, which foot you go into the toilet, which direction you face, how you come out, what you read before you go in, what you read after you come out, what you can read before you going in other words, what you shouldn't be reading inside. So you can read before you going, but you can't take the name of Allah Ta'ala inside the toilet. And when a person is in the toilet, how he should clean himself, all these things are shown to us in deen. There's only with one, as we would say, menial or trivial aspect of a person's life is using the toilet. So like that we are shown as far as our clothing is concerned, how we should wear, what is the length we should wear, what colors are desirable to wear. Also we are shown which fabrics that are permissible, like that, which are impermissible. All these things are shown to us in our deen. And today we see in another chapter we start. Babu ma yaqulu idha labisa thuban jadidan aw na'lan. The chapter on making dua when wearing new clothes, wearing new shoes, etc. Now here this chapter that we're doing, it shows us something. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a very high level of appreciation. Very, very high level of appreciation to such an extent. If something new was worn, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, apart from the fact that whenever he would wear clothing, he would wear his apparel, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would make a dua. He would read a dua. We had thought duas even for wearing clothing. But when a new clothes you're wearing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make a different dua. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with something else. So he now will see in this hadith how Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would appreciate it. That item that was given to him, he would name it. For example, if it was an imamah, a turban, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam would refer to it as an imamah. If it is a qamis, upper garment, he would refer to it as a qamis. Like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would refer to the different items of clothing. For example, a rida, a cloth was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or a cloak, he would call it by that name, rida. In other words, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed appreciation. When a man got appreciation, then he won't only refer to his car as the Merc or the Corolla or this or that, but he'll also, if he got appreciation, he'll even refer to the clothing that he has got by its name. This is what you call a very high level of appreciation, shukr a person has got in his heart. This was Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what this chapter is talking about, making dua when wearing new clothes, new shoes, etc. And Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu qal, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا اسْتَجَدَّ ثُوبًا سَمَّاهُ بِاسْمِهِ عِمَامَةً أَوْ قَمِيصَةً أَوْ رِدَاءً يَقُولُ اللَّهُمَّ لَكَ الْحَمْدُ أَنْتَ كَسَوْتَنِيهِ أَسْأَلُكَ خَيْرَهُ وَخَيْرَ مَا صُنِعَ لَهُ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّهِ وَشَرِّ مَا صُنِعَ لَهُ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَالتِّرْمِذِي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. هذا أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه, he narrated when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم wore a new garment, he would name it. We explain, for example, turban, this is a qamis, a long shirt, a long kurta that we would call a cloak. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would say, oh Allah, then he make this dua, that oh Allah, Allahumma lakal hamdu anta kasawtanihi, oh Allah, all praise be to you, you have clothed me. Oh Allah, this thing I have got, this clothing, this item of clothing, in other words, I didn't get it on my own. I didn't get it because of my effort and my work and my employment and my career. Oh Allah, you have given me these clothes to wear. Oh Allah, you have, all praise be to you, you have given me clothing to wear. Anta kasawtanihi, this new garment that I'm wearing also, Allah, you have given it to me. And then Rasulullah will make a second part of the dua, as'aluka khayrahu wa khayra ma suni'a lahu, oh Allah, I ask you for good of it and the good for which it was made. I ask you for good of this clothing and for the good which it was made. Ulama explain what is meant by this part of this dua. The good of it means that the clothing, oh Allah, make it remain usable for a long time. So I ask you for the good of it. I'm able to benefit from this clothing for a long period of time. And what the second part of it, and for the good for which it was made, means that, oh Allah, it should remain clean and it should be worn out of necessity. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it was made for covering the private parts, it was made for protection from the heat, it was made for protection from the cold, it was made for aiding a person in worship and obedience. Oh Allah, let me use this clothing also for your obedience. Not that a person is designing, wearing designer clothes, wearing new clothes, so that he can impress people and show off and use it to do haram. Look at the humility of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allow me to use this clothes, the first part of it, for the good of this clothes. In other words, it must be worn in such a condition that I can use it for a long time, and it must remain clean and worn out of necessity. And the second part of the hadith, that, or second part of the dua, wa khayru ma suni'a lahu, and Allah, the good that it was created for, it must be able to cover me up properly, it must prevent the heat from hitting me, prevent the cold from getting me, and I must use this item of clothing for your obedience. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam make a third part of this dua, wa a'udhu bika min sharrihi wa sharri ma suni'a lahu, oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the evil of this clothing and from the evil for which it was made. Ulama explained this evil refers to the evil for the evil from this clothing means that it must not become impure, it must not be used so quickly, shortly that it gets damaged, it gets torn, it gets unusable in a very, very quick manner. In other words, this is the evil that can, that Allah Ta'ala wants, it can happen. So Allah, I'm asking your protection, that this item of clothing, it mustn't happen such that it becomes unusable very quickly. It becomes dirty, it becomes tattered, etc. So this is the third part of the dua. And the second part of the dua is the evil for which it was made refers to it being a means of sin. It becomes a means of pride. It becomes a means of vanity. Allah, save this new item of clothing from it becoming a means of pride. I mustn't wear it and feel proud. See what a comprehensive dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. This is just an example of the clothing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Like that, if we buy any item, if we buy a new house also, we should be making this dua. If we buy a new car also, we should be making this dua. That Allah give me the, make it such that it lasts me long. I'm able to benefit from the good of it and from the good from of which it was created. And Allah, I save you from the evil of it and from the evil for which it was created. In other words, save me from all the evil, even of this new item, this car that I bought. Save me from the evil of it and the evil that of it which is created. Maybe the lifespan is not so long, or I can misuse it, etc. So all the items that we are thought of, or all the things we are thought of, should reflect one very, very important aspect in our lives. It's everything that we got is only because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the ability and the tawfiq to do good is because of the reflection of the mercy of Allah ta'ala upon us, that we are allowed to do good. If it wasn't the reflection of the mercy upon Allah ta'ala, where would we have been? Probably in one mandir, probably buckfasting coconut somewhere, or doing some other type of prayer. It's only the mercy, the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore we should be making shukr all the time, to such an extent that even if we get something new, we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him for every day that He has given us and every moment He has given us to obey Him. And the greatest form of shukr is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.